This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of days ago, the NCAA made that big announcement about college athletes that they will be allowed to, and this is the quote, benefit from the use of their name, image, and likenesses. California had already made it law. Other states were thinking about it, but there are still a whole bunch of questions about what it all means. Marketplace's Andy Euler went in search of some answers.
During her senior year at UCLA, gymnast Caitlin Ohashi posted one of her floor routines on YouTube. Before she knew it, that jubilant performance grabbed 100 million views. Just a few weeks ago, the New York Times published a video featuring Ohashi titled, "Everyone made money off my NCAA career, except me."
I was handcuffed by the NCAA rules that prevented me from deriving any benefit from my own name and likeness, regardless of the fact that after my final meet, I had no pro league to join.
She turned down a book deal and speaking engagements because she had to preserve the amateur status that allowed her to stay on scholarship.
Caitlin Ohashi was not going to go on and become a multi-million dollar professional gymnast.
Kavitha Davidson with the sports website The Athletic.
Her successors should be able to make money off of the fact that people are paying attention to them because they're really good at a sport and they happen to be doing that sport in a college.
That argument that college players deserve a slice of the multi-billion dollar NCAA revenue pie is at the heart of the new California law. Patrick Risch teaches sports business at Washington University in St. Louis.
I honestly believe that they were not going to make this specific announcement if it weren't for the fact that the state of California had passed legislation saying that by 2023, we're going to let the athletes in our state receive name, image, and likeness endorsements.
The NCAA had to do something, but it's still unclear exactly how things are going to play out. But what the NCAA is insisting on, colleges won't be paying players directly. No way, no how. Any money players earn is going to come from the Nikes, the Under Armors, and the YouTube TVs of the world. Scott Rosner with the sports management program at Columbia University says the NCAA bent, but it didn't break, because ultimately it still gets to define what it means to be a college athlete as opposed to being a pro.
In the end, that determination of what that clear line of demarcation is to be determined by that very body, the NCAA.
Some argue this rule is only going to benefit football and men's basketball stars because those sports generate the most revenue. But Kavitha Davidson at The Athletic says you might be surprised who could cash in.
The UConn Huskies women's basketball team will have individual athletes who are going to garner more sponsorship offers than, you know, the women's basketball team would in a smaller program.
And they're more marketable than the men's team because the dominant women's team has won 11 NCAA championships. But Davidson says there will be plenty of student athletes who just aren't marketable for whatever reason. And those kids probably won't see a dime. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.